Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Apple Juice Show, where we bring you the latest in hot Apple tech in convenient juice form. This is your host, George Drake, episode 17 for Saturday, August 23rd, 2008. We have today a new co-host on our show today, on the panel, actually. Only one person. And his name is Jake. Jake, welcome.
Thank you.
So, Jake, why don't you tell us where you are from?
I'm a podcaster. I'm the host and producer of iTechno, and that's itechnotv.com. And it is a technology podcast, mostly a reviews of gadgets, and every now and then a news story thrown in here or there. So that's where I'm from.
That's really great to hear that. I very admire your podcast. It's really, and it's
Thank
video.
You.
So, I mean, we can see what you guys like interact and doing. So,
right.
We've had a couple of new things today or this week that's happened. Last week, the iPhone 2.1 beta 4 was seeded, which removes the push notification services. So, like, if someone IMs me on AIM, say Jake IMs me on AIM, and I'm not in that application, I won't be able to see, like, until I open that application, what's going on. So, I mean, that's about pretty much push. And, I mean, that's mostly for AIM and, I believe, Twitterific.
Mm-hmm.
So I can receive my tweets, all that. Also, recently, we've heard that the iPod Nano was overheating, right?
You're right.
Yeah. Do you have that iPod Nano, actually?
Let me see. I think I might have that iPod Nano.
I mean, I had it and I gave it away. So it was overheating, and I think they're doing like a mini recall, which they're changing the batteries for you if you take it to the store, I believe. Mm-hmm. Also, frayed MagSafe replacements. MagSafe replacements. I mean, it's been like burning up the tip of the MagSafe where you plug it in and to both ends. So, I mean, that's for the recalls that they've been doing this week. Recently on Callie Lewis, I believe it was Geek Brief. What number was it?
I don't know. What are we talking about?
For the open clip.
The cut and paste clip.
Yes.
The cut and paste video was actually Geek Brief number 10, I believe.
Geek Brief number 10, and it's where Callie Lewis did a demonstration of open. It was showing open clip, and it was a Geek Brief video. Version she was using Twitter later, WordPress and Magic Pad, all those three applications. OpenClip is where someone can go in and copy say a tweet from Twitter later. I mean it's a code where you put into your application that you're sending to the App Store. And you're allowed to copy and paste from each different application. And so what Callie did was she showed a application that was an update that for Twitter later that hadn't been out yet in the App Store, where you can, I believe, is like you tap and hold. That's when you, it says copy URL. You can copy the URL or copy the tweet. And then she goes into WordPress, and when you select new post, it says take from clipboard, and there's the copy and paste. Also, Magic Pad is an application where you copies and paste inside itself, but it's also with Open Clip. So within Open Clip, it will be able to copy and paste within that application, within those three applications, and there's more on the way. So it's basically a framework, shall we say that?
That sounds good. Yeah. You know what I'm noticing here? On Callie's website, she actually, it's her only video that she used Vimeo for.
Yes, yes, I've actually noticed that too.
Isn't that strange? But you know what? Max Murphy put it on his website.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah, it probably has something to do with that. He probably asked her to do it that way, but she's
No,
usually.
it's like a bunch of people are doing it. So I mean, it's easier for just people to embed it into their website.
Right. Yeah, well, that's what we're using for itechnotv.com. That's what we're using.
As you can see, you can go on our website, applejuiceshow.com. You can scroll down to the bottom under our meta, and we've added a ad from iTechno TV, and you can go to iTechno.tv.com and you can see our ad that we put on their site. So we basically what we did was each exchanged our ads and so we can put each other and help each other out,
It's a beautiful thing. And
yes.
Twitter users, it's just twitter.com/JakeBrescia.
So the person that did OpenClip, it's OpenClip.org. The person that did was actually a student. His name was Zach White. So it's a nonprofit organization. So thank you very much, Zach, for doing this for a bunch of us that are using this. Thank you, thank you. The I believe it's coming to an end. Was it? Is it the school the student discount? No, education.
This for Apple. The student discount, I believe, if memory serves me right, ends on the 13th. Let me check that in 3 seconds. Almost positive it ends on the 13th here.
So go out there quickly and buy your Macs.
Yep, the before September 15th, and you also get a free iPod Touch or an iPod Nano with that.
Yes. So that's for the education discount. That's really great. So don't know if you guys have been reading, but
Oh,
the
wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Clear that up. It's not an educational discount. You just get a free iPod with it. The MacBook's still the same, but you can get an educational discount, which usually takes about $100 off.
Yes. So I don't know if you guys heard the Wall Street Journal reports that Microsoft is hiring Jerry Seinfeld, the comedian, for the se for a new series of ads, which will appear alongside Microsoft Bill Gates. All right. This says here the new ad effort is expected to use some variation of the slogan "Windows, not walls," according to several people familiar with that matter. Those people say the point is to stress breaking down barriers that prevent people and ideas from connecting. So, recently on Monday, Apple came out with the update 2.0.2, and it was supposedly, I mean, it's supposed to help you with your 3G. I mean, the people were having different communication problems with 3G.
Right.
Did the iPod Touch have an update for 2.0.2?
The iPod Touch did receive an update, and we are currently on 2.0.2, I believe.
Yes. All right. So I guess the iPhone and the iPod Touch basically are pretty much, I mean, they get the same updates.
Yeah, pretty
Except
much.
one's for the phone and one's for an iPod, so.
Yeah, right. I didn't actually notice any change, any big change. The keyboard a little bit.
Yeah, the keyboard it was slow with 2.0.1. I mean, when you would text and all that on the iPhone. And I mean, also sometimes when you were supposed to like supposedly opening applications, I mean, I had this problem with the Facebook application. I would open the Facebook application on my iPhone and it would just like not restart the iPhone. It would go back to the home screen. So I mean, it wouldn't open at all.
Oh, I had that happening too with Crazy Lighter. It actually did that a couple times.
That's
I would open it and then it would just close up. But
also, yeah. What? Well, go ahead.
one thing that I completely hate that Apple's doing with the keyboard is that when I have like AIM and the Facebook chat thing open on my iPod Touch, I can't use like the lingo. It'll always try to make it something else. So whenever I type in what, like WAT or WUT, it'll change it to something completely different. And, then I have to go back and change it. So I find that to be very annoying. I'd rather just be able to not use the correction at all, but sometimes it comes in handy when I misspell things. So I'm kind of, caught between a rock and a hard place here.
Yeah. I had that problem too. I mean, so there were some amount of issues. What did happen is I had my iPhone jailbroken last weekend, and when I went to update it on Monday, it broke the jailbreak. So, I mean, I was using Quick and everything, and it broke the jailbreak. So I couldn't believe it. I mean, I'll just wait until it come out with the another update. So rumors, I mean, I've been hearing that the 2.1 will kill the open clip too. I forgot to mention that. It's going to kill the, so when you update the 2.1, it's not going to let any conversity between different applications. So that's what's going to stink. But what Zach says is he's going to find a workaround for that. But that's what Zach White's saying.
Huh.
So recently, I just got in that Kevin Rose from Dig.com posted a new entry on his YouTube, which I'll put the link up to the video. I mean, he usually is always right with the rumors he's always saying. This is what he heard for the upcoming iPod updates with a significant number of details. There's a revamp of the entire iPod line, the small cosmetic changes to the touch, the Nano to see significant redesign, the iPod to see fairly large price drop to distance itself from the $199 iPhone, the iPod Touch 2.1 and iPhone to get an update very soon, iTunes 8.0, it's big updates with new features. I want to see that.
Yeah.
All of this coming in 2 to 3 weeks, and the Blu-ray support coming to Mac OS X 10.5.6.
Sweetness.
I can't wait. And thank you, Kevin Rose, for this rumor. It also says that he has which I just mentioned, that the source of the number of Apple related rumors over the years, with most of his claims having some accuracy, the new iPod Nano that he describes is depicted above and is a constant with claims with that made the iPod the iLounge. So I will put that image there too. So yeah. Are you using any of the apps from the App Store, Jake?
Well, I'm glad you asked. I am using applications. I'm using a couple that I find nifty little applications.
So why don't you tell us some of those applications and one of your favorite ones and describe it for us.
Sure. I am using AIM, and I love that. Check, please, because I go out to dinner with a lot of people, and that's good for tips and splitting and all that kind of stuff. I have Crazy Lighter, which is just kind of funny and fun to play with. Facebook, which I could not live without. My Light Flashlight, which I don't know. I don't even know why I have that. Number two, it's actually no dot two, but like number two pencil, which is a drawing application. PayPal, because I send and receive money a lot. Remote, which is definitely one of my favorites, along with Twitter phone, which we'll get to in a minute. Remote is, I don't know if you've heard of that, but it actually controls your iTunes from your iPod Touch or iPhone. So that's definitely really cool. I like that a lot. Super Monkey Ball.
I have that. That's a great game.
That's really fun. I can't get past like one of the levels, but talk about that later. Tap Tap Revenge, and it's actually Twitter Fawn is what it's called, but you know, I'm gonna call it Twitter Phone just because I feel uncomfortable saying Twitter Phone. So those are my apps.
Yeah, Twitter Phone. Actually, I was reading Callie Lewis. She reviewed the Twitter, specifically that one, and that one's really, really similar to TweetDeck. TweetDeck is a Mac. It's an Adobe Air based application, and I believe you use it, Jake.
I do, and I love it.
I use it sometimes, like this morning I was trying to get an app that I wanted people to see, and it shortened the URL, so I use that. I use it every once in a while, but I really like Twitterific. Twitterific is what I use for my computer.
Really? You know, TweetDeck is just a great thing because, I mean, especially for me, because I get messages from people and I like to organize them. So I have all tweets in a window all the way to the left of the screen and replies next to that. Then I have a group set up just for Geek Brief, which is all messages that Oh, there goes Neil Campbell, just sent a message. All messages from Geek Brief, which is Neil Campbell and Callie Lewis, and then my direct messages after that, and it just spreads them all out, which makes it easier to look through when I'm getting like 4 bajillion tweets.
Yes. So actually, I just remembered this afternoon, or actually yesterday afternoon, I got a message from Apple and AT&T on my a text message saying, "A free message from Apple and AT&T, an important software update for the iPhone 3G has been available on iTunes this past Monday. To get it, simply sync your." They spelt sync wrong. They put an H at the end of sync.
Did they?
Your iPhone 3G with iTunes and click the check for update button. I mean, so I was really annoyed by that because I mean I have the update, and so I mean, come on, Apple. I will also put a screenshot of what that says there.
All right.
I was mad at that. Also, let's talk about. Apple launching iPhone 3G in 20 countries yesterday.
Yeah, that was big. That was big.
India is one of the countries where the iPhone 3G is considerably higher than in the US. Though they are unlocked, the iPhone costs 31,000 rupees, $712 for the 8 GB model and 36,100 rupees for the 820. For $828 in the US for the 16 GB version. Still, the local carriers are confident that the iPhone will be a popular name. Meanwhile, the reports indicate that in Poland, actors have been paid to line up in the front of Orange stores to drum up interest. And then, so I mean, that was a big thing going on yesterday.
Yeah.
Most of this news is brought to you by MacRumors. Thank you, MacRumors, for providing such great and wonderful news. I think that's pretty much it for the week. That at least wraps it up for this week. You can go to Jake. Where can we find you at?
Oh well, you can find me in various different places, but I'll keep it short and simple. Jakebrusha.com is my personal, not really set up yet, so I don't, advise you to go there for much information. www.itechnotv.com, twitter.com/jakebrusha, or you can email me at jake@itechnotv.com.
Thank you, Jake. And as always, I'm George Drage. Twitter is twitter.com/gdrage. If you have any questions or want to put up an ad on our site, we've just added that new feature yesterday. Thank you to Jack helping me. You can email the team at info@applejuiceshow.com. We would be lovely to reply. We're never we're always busy, so give us 24 hours. Check out the podcast if you are just listening to this somewhere else. Applejuiceshow.com. So thank you for tuning in to episode 17 for Saturday, August 23rd, 2008. This has been the Apple Juice Show.